AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI is now saying the pickup truck driver responsible for the deadly New Year rampage in New Orleans acted alone. Shelley Adler on what we're learning.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
Christopher Rea, the deputy assistant director of the FBI's counterterrorism division, who said the assailant also posted 5 videos to his Facebook page in the hours before the violence.
In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers, end quote. Additionally, he stated he had joined ISIS before this summer.
Rea also said there was no connection between the attack in New Orleans, where 15 people died, and the Tesla Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas, also on New Year's Day. I'm Shelley Adler.
More on that Las Vegas incident, Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
The individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation of the vehicle. One of the handguns was found at his feet inside of the vehicle.
McMahill identified the man as 37-year-old Matthew Livelsberger.
He was indeed in the United States Army. He was also a Green Beret Operations Sergeant who spent most of his time at Fort Carson, Colorado, and in Germany. He was on approved leave from Germany, where he was serving with the 10th Special Forces Group.
In other news, South Korea's anti-corruption agency has dispatched investigators to execute a warrant to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. Yoon has evaded multiple requests to appear for questioning over his short-lived declaration of martial law last month. And Apple's agreed to pay $95 million to settle a lawsuit accusing Siri of eavesdropping. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks opened the new year with some modest losses. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, extending its losing streak to a fifth day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up an early gain and closed 151 points lower. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq lost 0.2%. Tesla slumped 6.1%. The electric vehicle maker reported fewer than expected deliveries for the end of last year. Energy companies rose along with prices for crude oil and natural gas. Halliburton added 2%. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.56%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Tesla reported its global sales fell 1.1% in 2024, the first annual decline in more than a dozen years. While they rose 2.3% in the final quarter, that was not enough to overcome a sluggish start to the year. Jobless claims fell last week, and mortgage rates are up again. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.